The surge in American roots music has caught the record industry off guard, and its response has been to look back into the past for material that might interest the people who bought the Oh Brother, Where Art Thou soundtrack and the reissue of the Harry Smith anthology of American folk music. RCA has entered the fray with 4 CDs from its back catalog, issued under the title When the Sun Goes Down. Rock historian Ed Ward has this review.
Won't ride you, then ride down, and baby, let your mind roll on. Hey, won't ride you, they don't know why, but daddy, you've been too long. Not everybody talking about that field way walking. See, you want to lose your mind. Hey, walk right in, and lie down, and then let your mind go on.
Releasing CD compilations of old 78s won't exactly assure you of a commercial blockbuster, so it was with great interest that I opened the mail a few weeks back and found the 4 volumes of RCA's When the Sun Goes Down series, subtitled The Secret History of Rock and Roll. Covering the time span between the late 20s and the mid-50s, and compiled by the noted archivist Colin Escott, it's a collection of mostly African-American music from deepest country blues to early R&B. The good news is that it's on RCA, a label that made high-quality records of a great spectrum of American folk artists during this period. The bad news is that it's on RCA, a label infamous for recording tons of second-rate blues in particular during the late 30s and 40s. But there was a lot here I wasn't familiar with, as well as some welcome old friends.
Wake up, Mama, turn your lamp down low. Wake up, Mama, turn your lamp down low. Have you got the nerve to drive Papa Mactel from your door? My mother, daddy left me reckless. My daddy left me wild. Mother, daddy left me reckless. Daddy left me wild. No, I'm not good looking, but I'm some sweet woman's angel child.
Blind Willie McTell's Statesboro Blues certainly qualifies for the rock and roll history title, since it's been recorded by dozens of folk rock, and rock bands, including Taj Mahal and the Allman Brothers. And as far as I can tell, this is its first appearance on a legitimate CD. Then there are songs whose original versions I'd never heard. For instance, I knew the Youngbloods version of When I Woke Up This Morning She Was Gone, which they called Grizzly Bear, but I'd never heard Jim Jackson do it.
When I woke up this morning, she made me mad. I felt so sad, but I would not tell you reason why. Oh, how she loved to dance that old grizzly bear. I guess she's gone to Frisco to dance it down. When I woke up this morning, she's gone. Oh, when I woke up this morning, she's gone.
It was volume 3, That's Chicago's South Side, that I was dreading, though. RCA set up its Race Records subsidiary, Bluebird, in Chicago, and recorded a load of musicians there, many of whom weren't very good. There were exceptions, of course.
Hello, little schoolgirl. Good morning, little schoolgirl. Can I go home? Can I go home with you? Now you can tell your mother and your father that sunny boy's a little schoolboy.
The original Sonny Boy Williamson was a Bluebird artist, and a big enough star that Rice Miller, a harmonica player from Mississippi, took his name after he was murdered and used it all over Chicago. He even recorded his own version of Good Morning Little Schoolgirl. Both versions are classics, but the original is not always the greatest.
I got gonna sail to some foreign distant land. And I'm gonna be some other woman's man. Sail on, little girl, sail on.
Muddy Waters, like a lot of the generation of Chicago bluesmen who came after the Bluebird crowd, recorded some of their material, including Bumblebee Slim's Sail On. There's no doubt in my mind which version is better. And another interesting thing about this collection is that they give the performers real names. It took me a minute to realize that the Amos Easton listed on the cover is really Bumblebee Slim. How many people will recognize Minnie McCoy as Memphis Minnie? Perhaps unwittingly, what this series does is point out some serious holes in RCA's CD reissue program. For instance, once upon a time, there was a whole LP of the mysterious Lil Green.
You had plenty of money in 1922, but you let other women make a fool of you. Why don't you do right like some other men do? Some money too. You sitting down wondering.
And although the label never recorded much group harmony, there was a double LP by a little known but very influential 30s group called The Cats and a Fiddle that shows that blander groups like the Mills Brothers and the Ink Spots weren't the only show in town.
Babe, we got to have little talk. I ought to pack up my things and walk. I know a dollar goes from hand to hand. Before I let you go from man to man, I'd rather drink muddy water, sleep in a hollow log.
All in all, though, this is an admirable collection. The secret history of rock and roll? No, not exactly. But it's a well-chosen trawl through a bewilderingly huge catalog, readably annotated and admirably remastered. Will it have the same impact as the reissued Harry Smith anthology or Revenant's masterful reissue of the Charlie Patton records? Probably not. But if it stays in print long enough to interest some young people in this music, that can't help but be a good thing.
Ed Ward lives in Berlin. He reviewed the four CD set, When the Sun Goes Down.